Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is the reaction to the reaction. So we heard Art, then we talked about it, and we've had a full night and full morning of hearing people react to what Art said. So now I'm ready to comment on what people are saying about Art.
The meta reaction. That's what I want to do here. You're doing a meta reaction.
First of all, I want to say in regards to those comments, and I think fans are picking up on this too, what he said about Mike being a good coach. Since when is good good enough? This speaks directly to the Jim Rooney comments. Outperforming the mean. One of the things Mike tried to do when he benched Justin Fields for Russell Wilson was pretty much say, good is the enemy of great. We're getting good quarterback play. If we're going to go anywhere this season, we need great quarterback play. The idea was right, but Russ wasn't capable of pulling that off anymore. He's 36 going on 37. We saw the bottom fallout with him. Ultimately, he's right. Patrick Mahomes is playing in the Super Bowl out of the AFC again. That was his logic for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're winning, but we're not winning the way we need to win if we're going to end this playoff win drought and do damage in January. Owner comes back and says of his coach who keeps failing at winning those games, he's good. You never get rid of a good coach. And the number one thing I've heard people on our station say, people call in and say, and people text in and say, is that thinking, this, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. The team that's in the Super Bowl from Pennsylvania does not believe in that. They don't believe in just good enough. They don't think, well, we have Andy Reid, he had one crappy year. Let's get rid of him. I mean, let's keep him around and give him a mulligan season. No, they fired him and replaced him with a coach who won double-digit games. And then when he didn't tickle everybody's fancy there and the players got tired of him, they fired him for a coach who won the Super Bowl. And then that guy had one bad season. They fired him and they replaced him with another coach who's now gone to two Super Bowls. This organization falls back on good. And the overarching point that I think is true today, after hearing people talk about this, is they don't think that the team is in the capable hands of an owner who gets it anymore. They don't. It's the most negative reaction I've ever heard to a Rooney being the steward of the Steelers franchise. We always hear people that want to get shots in on any owner in town. It's not universal. It's not ubiquitous. I think for the most part, people here have felt in the Rooneys we trust. They've done nothing but win for the last 50 years. They'll figure it out. They know more than us. I saw one comment on the YouTube channel that said that. And that was just because I think someone wanted to needle Joe and say, oh, Joe knows more than Mike Tomlin. Oh, Joe Starkey. knows more than a guy that's never had a losing season, or knows more than a guy whose family has been, he's been brought up in football?
Was the person's YouTube handle Art? Yes, this is Art Rooney too.
Like, I saw one. I saw one person who was willing to say, actually, Joe, shut up. Let these guys do their job. That's
it. You want to know why that's
very, like,
that's,
we usually get a ton of,
do you know
that.
Why we usually get it, though? This is funny that you bring it up, and it's usually, I think, more directed at me and you, quite honestly, and I'm not trying to separate us from the rest of the station because I don't look at Adam Crowley's mentions or Joe's mentions. I think usually people like to, because maybe we occupy a position as being sort of the bad guys sometimes, if we're just telling what we think is the truth and people don't like want to hear it.
You can't handle the truth.
People like to tell us, I think they know more than you do. They've been doing this for a while. And it's equally, it's almost more of a put down of us than it is support of the Roonies, but it's still there. That's gone, man. Like, it's, they, their support base is completely eroded. Couple things. I've said this from the start. I think I've been pretty resolute on this because I understand that Mike is generally going to be the person who gets the most anger from most fans.
Mm-hmm.
Art is the bigger problem.
You know what, Chris?
Art has been the bigger problem for a while now, too.
And we might have, like, season ends, we're going through where they came up short, and that will, you'll make that point, or somebody will, but it's not a redundant argument. It's not something you're hearing over and over and over again like a broken record. I think you're right. I think right now, in this very moment, the owner is looked at as the bad guy more than the head coach. His approval rating, I think, is even lower than Mike's.
I think you could probably put that up to a poll question right now on your feed and see how people reacted. Just say who's doing a worse job or whatever. Who do you have a lower approval rating for?
Who are you angrier at?
Yeah, who are you angrier at is a good question to put out there. But like, I'll just maintain, I think Art is the biggest problem because ultimately everybody, even Mike, who's been given so much power by Art, who Art publicly says such nice things about, even Mike answers to Art. Art answers to nobody. He doesn't even answer to the minority owners of the team that might want this, that, or the other done to the team or to the head coach or to the coaching staff. He answers to no one. He is the biggest problem. I think about, like, Jeffrey Lurie, who owns the Eagles, and I just say, exponentially better owner than Art. You know, you would get, for so many years, the same kind of treatment Mike gets from the national media, like, hey, be careful what you wish for, Pittsburgh, blah, blah, blah. He's a great coach. I think the Roonies would be deified with. Now, Dan Rooney, I thought, deserved it richly. Like, I thought he deserved that treatment as, like, almost a sainted owner as far as how good the team was. Art has done nothing to earn that. It's just been almost handed to him, like, grandfathered in. Hey, you're a Rooney, so you must be good at this. No, he's not. Jeffrey Lurie is, like, literal, like, the way he runs the Eagles, the way Howie Roseman, who I think is probably the best GM in football, acquires talent, disposes of talent and brings in new talent and handles the coaching staff and the assistant coaches, is like the biggest refutation of what Art Rooney holds dear as far as how you're supposed to run an NFL franchise that you could get. Now, the Eagles still have to finish the job with this little two Super Bowl run. They lost the first one barely, and they've got to win this one. But hold on. Think about all the things Art holds dear. We like consistency. We don't like rocking the boat. We don't like too much turnover. You know what you didn't even mention in that whole Eagles thing? They had a quarterback getting, like, very high up in the MVP voting in Carson Wentz that they had picked very early. When the worm turned there, out on his ass.
Yeah, they drafted Jalen Hurts preemptively before they even got rid of Wentz and pissed Wentz off.
They are willing to do things that rock the boat when they think the boat needs to be rocked.
Well, that's right. I mean,
period.
The conservative way of building teams has gone by the wayside. The Rams had F that picks. They won a Super Bowl. The Bucks brought in Tom Brady and everything that comes with that, him having guys that want to jump on board and try to win a Super Bowl and caught lightning in a bottle and won. What the Eagles have done, hyper-aggressiveness, eschewing conservative nature as an organization. They've won one Super Bowl. They've been to two more. And Donnie, I would even say this. You can get the microphone in front of you here. Donnie Football will follow us at 6 and bridge the gap between us and the basketball game.
It's not a full
show.
It's not a full show, but still, we got to.
He's feeling better. I didn't see any lozenge or any cough drops before the show.
We got to put him on a pitch count for these 4 hours.
I saw him eat the spiciest chicken I've ever had in my entire life. Where I honestly,
that had you down bad, Malzy. You should have seen him.
Was it the Salem's chicken today?
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, the firecracker chicken's like shrieking.
Do you want to try to mimic the?
He was like, "Oh, this is so hot! Oh, oh!" He was like making the weirdest noises. I'm like, "Dude, are you okay?"
So
I just can't eat it. It's too hot.
So even it was super duper hot, man.
Has to defend himself. He's trying to make his big point. He has to defend himself, though.
Even the Chiefs.
Yeah.
What happened there? The Steelers beat them in a playoff game without scoring a touchdown.
Yeah.
But that team finished with the second best record in the AFC that year, Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And they decided in the April draft, with Alex Smith under contract, to move up to take Mahomes, a quarterback from Texas Tech, a school that always had guys put up gigantic stats, never had guys that translated to the NFL. They rolled the dice and did that. There is no way on God's green earth, if the Steelers had a double-digit win season and were two wins away from the Super Bowl with a Pro Bowl quarterback, that Art would have said, let's go take another quarterback. No chance.
No, because that would rock the boat.
And they fall back on, that's not how we do business, and what he said about Tomlin. You don't get rid of good. What does good get you?
Can I give you another Chiefs example before I forget, because I just want to keep stacking the evidence here? What else did they do when they came very close to getting to the Super Bowl, Mahomes' first year as a starter? What really derailed them that year? Their defense.
Yeah, they fired their
Bob
coordinator
Sutton
and brought
fired. He had been
Spagnuolo
on the. I think Reed brought him in 2013 when he took over. Their defense had been trending in the wrong direction. They brought in Spags, who is probably the single biggest non-Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, I guess Travis Kelce reason that they keep getting to and winning
He's
Super
a huge
Bowls.
Reason.
He is a massive. He is their version of Dick LeBeau. Again, though, to stress this, they fired the guy when they were 6 points away, basically the flip of a coin away from going to the Super Bowl. They said, we've got Patrick Mahomes. We can't ever let this happen again. Not good enough.
Donnie, what's your reaction to the reaction of Art Rooney's comments?
Well, I mean, he's definitely the biggest problem. Like, there's no question to me. I retweeted your poll, though. I don't know how much I really helped the numbers because Pony doesn't usually need that help on social media. But it's always the, what do you want to say, the head of the snake? Like, he's the top man on the food chain. He is the biggest problem because he's the owner of the team, and he feels like it's okay how things are going. And yes, there is evidence that he is fine sitting back on the laurels of, well, we're the Steelers. We'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah,
they're stuck in 1970, 1990s, even the early 2000s, when things were able to be that way. They are not that way anymore. You have to evolve.
Yeah. Stella did go back and watch Super Bowl X's NFL Films production today. It's going back to those halcyon days.
She's
going to
be the only little girl in like preschool going, Carl Eller, Alan Page.
She like afraid of Facenda's voice?
Super Bowl X had all the pomp and circumstance of the previous 9 Super Bowls, but for the first time ever.
Yeah, she's waddling up to
the
Andrew one day.
The game turned out to be the greatest Super Bowl of all time.
She's waddling up to Pony in like 6 months, and she just out of nowhere says, Dada, the autumn wind is a raider.
On the opening kickoff, Hollywood Henderson returned it deep into Steelers territory. Roy Girella made a touchdown-saving tackle. That would loom large for the rest of the game as Jarella bruised his ribs.
We always would do those for like the each team's like annual yearbook video. It was another hard year for the Cincinnati Bengals. Lessons were learned on the course of 3 wins and 13 losses.
So,
yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.